Professor Nebula here is an efficiency expert. I've hired him to make sure you're all working at top speed.
Oh, terrible. This will never do. Extremely inefficient. That's better.
It is?
Position optimized. Movement optimized.
Maintain this position and you'll be twice as productive.
Oh, but how long will I last?
Nobody likes crybabies, Jetson.
Oh, Cosmo, where are you? Oh, can you leave your wife waiting at a travel agency for 2 hours?
For the last time, Petunia, I'm not traveling anywhere.
Cosmo Spacely, you haven't taken any time off in 30 years. You promised me a vacation together.
What a terrible thought. Now, Petunia, who else can run this place? How can I leave?
For only 2 weeks? There must be someone who can take over for 2 weeks.
Who, Jetson?
My company specializes in testing employees. We can find out if anyone's good enough to replace you.
Shut up.
Cosmo, let the man do it.
All right, test everybody. That'll show you. Come to think of it, I like the idea. It'll tell me who's the dead wood around here. Who's being overpaid.
Right here, Mr. Jetson. Comfy.
What's gonna happen?
All you have to do is follow instructions. Good luck.
Okay, pal. We're gonna test your powers of observation.
I see it. A little silver ball.
Great. Only I haven't started yet. You remember which one the ball's under? Just keep your eye on it. Okay, where is it?
That one. 100 points. Yeah.
You sure you haven't taken this test before?
That one. 200 points!
Okay, one more time, double the nothing.
Jetson!
Mr. Spacely!
I need the Sprott statistics for June and July. Where are they?
In the file, sir. Under Sprocket statistics.
Right. Interrupting Jetson is a dirty trick, Spacely. On the other hand, the lower he scores, the more I can cut his salary.
Let's go, pal. I haven't got all day. Where's the ball?
I forget. Was it, timed up? I remember. That's the one I picked before Mr. Spacely called.
Sure, pal. That's what they all say. That gives you the old goose egg. Nothing.
But I had it.
Greetings. I will test your mechanical abilities. Please remember exactly what I look like.
What you look like? Why?
You are to put me back together as fast as you can. Wait for the bell.
Jetson! Oops, I see you're busy. You go right back to what you were doing.
Sorry, your time is up.
But he...
After this, I might just get him to work for nothing.
How'd you do on the test, Dad?
I bet you scored so high, Mr. Spacely will double your salary.
Ooh, that bad, huh?
We get the scores tomorrow, but no, I flunked. Especially on mechanical ability and power of observation.
But, George, you're very mechanical. Last week you fixed our Futuraca cycle perfectly. Almost perfectly.
And the powers of observation are great, Mr. J. You notice every mistake, even when I don't make any.
Maybe if Mr. Spacely hadn't interrupted me every 5 minutes.
He did? No wonder you didn't do well. George, you have to tell Mr. Spacely you want another chance.
You're right, Jane. I will. If I happen to run into him tomorrow.
Welcome. You have access to the computer of Nebula Test Headquarters.
You did it!
Show George Jetson his test scores. Maybe they aren't as bad as he thinks.
Jetson's score, 73.
Well, that's pretty good. Come on, let's tell him.
Out of a possible 1,000.
Uh-oh. Dad's in deep trouble.
And you know, Mr. Spacely, no way he's gonna let Dad take that test again.
Glory, George.
I'm gonna change Dad's score.
Elroy, that's not right.
I suppose you think what Mr. Spacey did to him is 180 seems fair.
A little higher, just to be safe.
Boy, is Dad gonna be surprised tomorrow.
Rip the Rick! Have a nice day, George!
All your employees had an average score, Mr. Spacely, except one person.
Mr. Spacely, can I take the test again? I mean, were you interrupting me?
I never interrupt. Besides, everybody works with interruptions. Whose score wasn't average, Professor?
Mr. Jetson.
I knew I'd been paying you too much. As of now, I'm cutting your salary in.
He scored higher than anybody I've ever tested. George Jetson is a brilliant executive.
George Jetson? My George Jetson?
He could run this company blindfolded.
Did you hear that, Cosmo? We're leaving for Munami Beach tomorrow.
What, Petunia? There has to be a mistake. I can't leave Jetson in charge. Test score or no test score?
Cosmo, we are going.
He's here. I'm warning you, Jetson. If you mess up, I'm burying you right along with your test score.
Oh. I'm sick. I can't go to work today.
You have to, George. You're in charge.
That's why I'm sick.
And that's why I rented this for you. It's a one-minute course on how to build self-confidence. Now, I'm going to my aerobics class, so you won't be disturbed. Don't worry, darling. You'll be wonderful today.
You, sir, can be confident and powerful.
No, I can't.
Stand in front of a mirror.
Yes, sir.
Look at yourself and say, I can be the man I want to be.
I wish you wouldn't stare back at me.
I can be the man I want to be.
I can be the man I want to be.
I can't hear you.
I can be the man I want to be.
Louder.
I can be the man I want to be.
Now get out there and take command.
I am in command. I am a leader of men.
Mr. J?
Good morning, Rosie.
Expect to breakfast.
I don't have time. I am a leader of men.
You can leave later. Right now, sit down.
Yes, ma'am. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I'll never make it.
Good morning, George.
I didn't do it, Mr. Spacely. I would never sit in your chair.
It's only me, George, to give you a hand on your first day at the top.
Just a second.
Sit down, George.
I'll work like this. What do I do?
Make a decision based on these bias-skewed marketing models, calculations of mini-max profit potentiality, and weather reports. Should we increase production of our model number 27?
What would Mr. Spacely do?
He'd increase.
Then I say increase.
You're doing very well, George.
I am?
This is my golden opportunity to get rid of Spacely's space rockets once and for all.
Yes, sir.
Only how? That's the question. I got it. What's the name of that deadbeat company that never pays their bills?
You mean Universal Galactic Products Unlimited, Mr. Cogswell?
Right, right. I'm going to get Jetson to build millions of sprockets for him. He'll never know they won't pay until it's too late. Spacely, I'm going to ruin you. Jetson, Cogswell here. Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you, sir. Of course, it's only for 2 weeks.
Well, that should be long enough. How about some golf this afternoon, Jetson? Just you and me.
You and me, Mr. Cogswell? Golf?
You don't trust me, do you, Jetson?
Well, Mr. Spacely always says,
Sure he does. And you're right to be wary, because we've had quite a go-around, Spacely and I. Rivals for years. But I've never felt that way about you, Jetson, because you're different. You're a man I can talk to. Respect.
I am?
Sure. Look at that ball fly. Spacely couldn't hit him like that. Where? Humility. I like that in a winner. Do you mind if I call you George?
Are you sure I hit that ball? It didn't feel like it.
George, old man, you don't know your own strength.
Here's your ball. I don't see mine.
I do. Right next to the hole.
I did that?
You know what they say. Good in golf, good in business. Well, look. It's still rolling.
A breeze
so? I do. That's why I'm going to help you out, GJ. You don't mind if I call you GJ, do you? Right now, I have more business than I can handle, so I want to throw some of it your way. Because I'd like to see you personally get ahead. Even if you do work for Spacely. Gee, Mr. Cogswell, thank you. Call Universal Galactic Products Unlimited. They're big buyers. Tell them Cogswell sent you. You are in charge. You are a leader of men. Hello, I'm George Jetson, Spacely Space Rocket. Mr. Cogswell said you could give us his order.
He did? Well, sure, happy to. How many sprockets would you be willing to make for us?
How many do you want?
A million?
Really?
Maybe 2 million.
Wow. I mean, okay.
Let's make it 3. Nice round number. You let me charge it, of course.
Sure. I mean, with a company as big as yours. Thank you.
Thank you, friend. It's a pleasure giving you the business. I mean, doing business with you.
I want production doubled. No, triple. Take a letter, Mr. Gipsy. To all employees. Everyone will work weekends and evenings until this order is finished. You got that?
Got it, Mr. Jetson.
I just heard about the big order, George. Congratulations. I told you you could do it.
You told me. I told myself.
George, I only meant...
And it's Mr. Jetson from now on.
Yes, sir.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the meanest man of all?
You are?
You said it. You call this soup?
But it's your favorite, George. Cream of moon mush.
That was the favorite of the old George Jetson. Take it away.
Whatever you say, Mr. J.
Sheesh.
Can't she move any faster? She's inefficient. Elroy, sit up straight. Judy, don't eat so fast. Can't waste time. Brought a bunch of work home from the office.
We've created a monster.
What do you mean you won't sell me sprockets?
We're too busy. Come back next month.
You deliver by tomorrow, or from now on, my business goes to Cogswell.
George, I mean, sir, that man has been our best customer for 23 years.
So what?
I know you wouldn't want to lose him to Mr. Cogswell, so I place his order for you.
Cancel it. Universal's 3 million sprockets come first.
Gee, sir, I can't seem to get through.
Don't pull that with me, Rudy. I'll do it myself.
Uh-oh.
Open this door!
Yes, sir.
Down, please. Rudy, I said down, do you hear me? Okay, Rudy, I've just about had it with you.
George, I was only trying to keep you from doing something you'd regret.
Pack up your chips and go home. Jetson's in charge now.
From now on, you get all my business, Cogswell. I'm through with Spacely.
You won't regret it. Spacely's losing all his customers. And Jetson is making 3 million sprockets that'll never get picked for. And now, for the second time, to make sure Spacely is ruined. How then?
Almost finished, Mr. Cogswell. Trouble is, these fragilium bricks keep breaking.
They're supposed to. Hi there, Cogswell, old man. What can I do for you? How about some golf this afternoon, CJ? Great, I'll pencil you in. Watch this one. What happened to that wall? Haven't you heard? The recession of the ozone layer is causing molecular disintegration throughout the galaxy, turning everything brittle. No, I've been so busy lately. I had to spray my factory with brittle off. Save the building just in time. Thanks for the tip. Maybe I'll look into that broth plant. If you can get this stuff, everybody's panicked. It's sold out in 5 minutes. But I have to find some. You know, Spacely, he'll blame me if his building falls apart. Well, only as a favor to you, Jetson, I did have a little left over. I owe you one for giving me this, Cogswell. The pleasure's all mine. But don't waste time. Get that tank over to Spacely's building. Use this to start the spray. Thanks again. I can't wait to see Mr. Spacely's face when he finds out how I took care of his building.
it, Mrs. J. Working around here isn't fun anymore. With Mr. J yelling all the time and speeding me up.
We're all suffering, Rosie. But remember, he's not used to being a great executive.
And I'm not used to getting runs in my ball bearings.
I guess I made a big mistake when I changed Dad's score on the test.
Elroy, you didn't. That's cheating. Even if Mr. Spacely did do it first. You're going to tell your father right now, honesty is the best policy. And besides, it'll make him easier to live with.
Mr. Spacely won't ever forget me after this.
George, Elroy has something important to tell you.
Make an appointment. I'm a busy man.
Dad, that test you took, you really did lousy. I changed your score.
You what? Tell me you're kidding. Well, then lie to me and tell me you're kidding.
It's true, George.
Well, I'm still a great executive. Even Mr. Cogswell thinks so. That's why he gave me the spray to save Mr. Spacely's building.
Mr. Cogswell?
I wonder what's in here.
Jane, take Elroy home. I have to start spraying.
Please, Dad, wait.
See that, George? You almost destroyed Spacely's space sprockets.
But, Mr. Cogswell tricked me. I'm going to tell him a few things that'll burn out his bitterphone.
Come on, Elroy. Let's take this terrible stuff back where it belongs.
Any second now, Harlan. Any second. Spacely sprockets is going to be history.
I found out just in time, Mr. Cogswell. That was a dirty trick.
Why, G.J., what are you talking about?
Don't G.J. me. You know what's in that tank parked over our roof? I'm not spraying that on Mr. Spacely's building.
Then you don't have to, Jessen. Goodbye. Because I'll do it myself.
Let's dump it on Mr. Cogswell, Mom.
I'm tempted, Elroy, but it wouldn't be right. We'll just leave it for him.
So long, Spacely. Think of it, Harlan. At this moment, Spacely's walls are beginning to melt.
Mr. Cogswell?
The computers are dripping down over themselves.
Mr. Cogswell?
Floors are turning into butter.
Mr. Cogswell, it's happening here.
What? Here? Help!
What are these sprockets doing in my office?
Welcome back, Mr. Spacely.
The sprockets, Jetson.
There was no place else to store them. I got an order for 3 million. We're producing them day and night.
3 million sprockets? Really? Jetson, I underestimated you. Who's the customer, my boy?
Universal Galactic Products Unlimited.
Those deadbeats! They haven't paid a bill in 25 years!
You think it's too late for them to start, sir?
Jetson, you're fired!
So long, Rudy. It was nice knowing you.
He'll change his mind, George. You'll see.
Never. Never. As in, I'll never get rid of those sprockets.
You see, Rudy?
Jetson, help me! My factory's melted! I'm a desperate man!
Me too, Mr. Cogswell. I got fired because of that deadbeat customer of yours.
I'll buy the sprockets from you.
He'll do what?
All 3 million?
Please! I need them for my customers until I can rebuild.
You got them, George. Charging 50% extra.
That isn't enough.
It's plenty. Take it. Take it.
It's a deal, Mr. Cogswell. But it'll cost you 100% extra.
That's space robbery. I won't pay it.
There you go, Jetson. Ruining me again.
Take it or leave it, Cogswell.
Oh, all right. You win, Jetson. You're one tough cookie.
You did it. You did it. The new you did it. Now, what can I do for you? A partnership? Percentage of the business?
Anything you say, sir.
Good. Then how about your old job back at the same salary?
Yes, sir. It's the new me and the old you.